Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1486. 5 Ways to Prepare for Empty Nest Way Before You Get There, by Dr. Margaret Rutherford of drmargaretrutherford.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is ORD, and I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator. Happy to be here with you once again, and this time with a post from Dr. Margaret Rutherford, whose work is so valuable when looking to build upon many relationships in our lives. So with that said, let's keep this intro nice and short and dive into her post about preparing for an empty nest as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Prepare for Empty Nest, Way Before You Get There, by Dr. Margaret Rutherford of drmargaretrutherford.com. I remember the last Valentine's Day I was going to have my son at home, as well as the last Ides of March, the last Maypole Day. It can get a little ridiculous. I tried to get my heart and my head on straight about this empty nest I was about to experience. I had counseled people making other life transitions, like divorce or retirement. I learned that preparation was key to those transitions going well. So I followed these 5 steps, very purposefully, started way before he actually left, and it helped me a lot. So I offer them to you. Number 1. Relish each stage of your child's life, then let it go. Stay in the present and enjoy, rather than worrying that there is a set amount of time for childhood. You relish that time, you wrap yourself up in it, then you can let go when it's time. What is letting go? It's not looking back. When one of my goddaughters was 4, her mother asked her if she was looking forward to turning 5 the next day. With tears in her eyes, she said, "No, Mommy, I loved being 4. We parents are like that sometimes. We cling to our children and wish they weren't growing up. We look back and say, oh, if only they were 2 or 4 or 7 or dot, dot, dot. Well, maybe no one wishes their child was 13 or 14 again. We kind of want to skip that age. Instead, look forward to the next age. There will be new things to learn. It's just the unfamiliar is always more scary. Relish, then don't look back. Number 2, work on your relationship with your partner. This may begin with questions. How has being parents affected your relationship? Have you maintained a good balance? Are you glad to see him or her walk in the door at night? I would encourage that you and your partner begin talking a year or more before that last child leaves about what it's going to be like without children in the house. Talk about what you're looking forward to. What are your fears? If you're having these kinds of talks, that's a good sign about your marriage in the first place. Sometimes a child can serve a function in their parents' relationship, a buddy, a confidant. This is not good, mind you, for the couple or the child. His or her departure may reveal what has been sealed from view. You may need to tackle some real problems. You may need to get to know your partner again. Number 3, start focusing on friendships, both new and old. As active parents, many of us put our own lives on hold to focus on our kids. That whole relishing thing from number 1. Our friendships are vital, however. Keep the old ones close during this hands-on parenting time. Then, with Empty Nest, you have more opportunity and time to create new ones. Your child's life will be filled with fresh experiences. It's good if yours is as well. Old friends are to be treasured. New friends? Your world expands even more. Number 4. Discover your own creativity and power. A lot of folks will tell you they don't know what their talents are or what they have to offer. I was a good mom, but I don't know what else I can do. I give an assignment to patients who can't answer this question. Think of things that either, 1, you've always wanted to do but never done, or 2, your best friend would tell me, oh, she would never do that. These, again, are simple things, doable things. I ask that the patient do 1 thing a day. An example of number 1 would be, go down a street you've always wanted to go down. Eat a vegetable you've never eaten. Read a magazine that you've been curious about. An example of number 2, for me, to wear red shoes. I don't like my feet and I don't wear flashy shoes. It's always a vastly interesting thing what happens within the exercise. It's to show that change can occur, that you can grow in ways that you didn't realize, Some of you are saying, I'm not creative, I don't have any talents. Try the assignment. You have to find hope first that you can grow. You can inch your way out of your comfort zone. Start branching out, baby steps. That will give you the energy, both mental and emotional, to take more risks. Number 5, taking time to care for yourself. We all hear this until we're deaf to it. How many of you do it? There's more research coming out every day on how regular exercise, good nutrition, etc., can greatly increase the chance of a more positive aging experience. You have to make yourself important. You've made your child important. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Prepare for Empty Nest, Way Before You Get There, by Dr. Margaret Rutherford of drmargaretrutherford.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And a post from Dr. Margaret that we are really thankful for. Now, I don't know exactly how she approaches transitions with her clients or her patients, but I do want to put the spotlight on the story that she shared about one of her goddaughters. Whether it's preparing for empty nest or any type of big change, whether or not that change comes with seeing less of a certain person that means a lot to us, I think we always have the opportunity to appreciate what stage we're about to leave and what we've learned from it. You might be having your own version of a meltdown before turning age 5. Maybe you're having a tough time with a move, changing jobs, or transferring schools. Well, what has this phase in your own life meant to you? How have you grown from it? And how has that growth not only prepared you for what's next, but also maybe made you less dependent on keeping a certain time of life around? Maybe this phase you're about to exit has shown you that people you care for will still love and support you even if you won't see them as much. Or maybe it's taught you a lot about how to get by on your own without needing as much aid from others as you've been used to. I know that I recently made a huge shift in which I just got a lot more comfortable with allowing valuable times and relationships in my life to leave when they need to, and having that confidence that I will indeed be okay without them. So it's my hope for all of you that you can undergo something similar if you need to, and I really believe that this is a great post for that. So with that, we're going to get going for now, everyone. I really appreciate you being here today and joining me for this one. Have a fun, safe Friday, and I'll be here with you again tomorrow for another post. That's where your optimal life awaits.